You're good to go?
I'm good to go.
Excellent. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I'm your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And of course, with season two, this episode is brought to you by the Self-Esteem Doctor Online Academy with the amazing Dr. Simone Alicia. She has a wealth of resources to help with your child's self-esteem. And with her confidence, there's a lot of stuff there. So I'll put the link in the description so you can have a look in there as well. And today's episode is very special because I have a guest who's very dear friend of mine. I would say she's a dear friend of mine. We have the wonderful Alexandra Obey with us. And we're going to talk a couple of different things, but mainly we're going to talk about aromatherapy and the benefits for children and for parents. So I'm going to put the spotlight on Alexandra. Thank you so much for joining me. And can you kind of talk about yourself a little bit? Give us a little intro.
Thank you for having me today. I've been waiting for a few months and I know that you've been super busy. So this is a great day and opportunity to be here. And I'm honored that you have been able to connect with me and bring me on. Aromatherapy is like a really vast topic. It could be very simple and it could be super complicated. So it's really good to get in touch with somebody that has a little bit of knowledge before you get started.
Yes.
And don't be afraid to just start with just one or two. Right, like a lot of people, what I find is they get intimidated by this topic and they shy away from it because, people overwhelm them. But we can be just start very simple. So,
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's overwhelming, so it's good to get somebody who
overwhelmed.
knows. Yeah. How did you
But
get started into it?
so a lot of you that don't know me, I know that you know me, Daniel, but for those that don't know me and are going to be tuning in to watch this, I'm from Calgary, Alberta, originally from Romania. A mom of three girls, two teens, and little one that's going to be seven soon. So they keep me quite active and entertained at all times. They are like one of the reasons why I started getting into this whole world of holistic alternative treatment. So I would say about my old house, which is just up the street, I had a wonderful neighbor who introduced me. And I would walk into her house to, borrow some sugar and eggs, and she would do the same thing with me. But her house smells so beautiful. And it just had this like wild orange aroma into her house. And then I would notice her vitamins and her other things in like a little bowl. And it created curiosity for me to just talked to her, and she was also from Romania as well. So she was able to kind of help me understand like a little bit of what she learned and connected me with a wellness advocate who was also a massage therapist in Calgary at the time and was using them in her massage therapy. So I was like, huh, I like massages. I like the smell in your house. I like your energy. Like I would describe it as like she would be like a Speedy Gonzalez. Like she's just always running. And I'm like, so I asked her one day if she could give me some samples because that's just what it was. So the first thing I started off about 10 years ago would be a wild orange. So wild orange replaced the plugins in my house. My kids during that time had eczema and a rash that they got. So I didn't know that if there'd be any connection between aromatherapy, what the rash would be, and what's actually going on with them internally. But the curiosity kicked in for me as a mom. Like during that time, the kids were still quite small and they were dealing with common colds all the time. And as we know, that one kid has it gets passed on to the other kid, right? So I didn't have a whole lot of like knowledge on alternative treatments during that time. But I was blessed to just get a diffuser and the samples. I had a few samples. So she said to me, hey, in the morning, if you want to detox, just put a couple of drops of lemon in a glass cup of water. I was like, okay. So it kind of started off with that. And then it expanded to I would put a few drops of the wild orange. And she said, if like, you're feeling anxious, so you just want to smell the aroma in your house for energy. I was like, okay, I'll try that. But it intrigued me to look further into it and have my own class because the kids were getting colds. So eczema, what I found out later was that they were actually allergic to dairy. And I was like, huh, what is the odds, right? So all of that in combination with the things that I was using in the dryer and the little pellets, you know, that we all add for smell, I found out they were also allergic to that. So I said, if I can eliminate the tox load in the house and just start up with that, then that was 80% of the problem back then. So I noticed within a short period of 3 months that just by getting rid of the little smelly pellets that we use to wash our stuff and the dryer sheets at the time, I was able to get rid of 80% of the rash. So toxic load, it and how it led me to this is, it's I work backwards, right? So it's not just, hey, I got into this, life is great. It was multiple steps and things that I had to do prior to getting into this, and how I dug deeper to be able to heal not just a lot of the issues that my girls had, but other families that got involved with me to help them outside of what I did as a mom. So that was the first two steps for me. So getting rid of the two things that I said I'll start off small, because people always want to know, okay, well, if I get this in my life, then what is your suggestion, right? So I was like, well, find out what the issue is. And every family has different things. Not everybody's unique to their own stuff. So for us at the time, eczema and the common colds. So I started off with getting myself in touch with the massage therapist, who was also a wellness advocate who knew a lot about aromatherapy and went to school. So I brought her into my home and she introduced me to a line for kids and said to myself, she said to me, she said, you know what, Alex? This is going to look overwhelming. When you see the setup, you know, just start really small and I'll introduce you to the two things that you should use for the kids, which is the aromatic, the one use that you can use, and topical. So that was a really great demo. And then it went on to, I wanted to learn. So I took a few courses until we hit a point in our life that a few years ago, my daughter ended up getting a really bad case of Lyme disease. And I went to see about 10 different specialists. I ended up walking out of my college because I couldn't study anymore. And I said to them, I will be back and return for my final exam. My kid is upstairs in chronic pain, and I just couldn't do it. So I started to search online, and at the time I had my head was not in a good space. I said, where do I begin with this, right? So I knew the power of plants. I knew that much. I had a few classes already. And I went to meet with a nutritionist, holistic nutritionist, my family doctor, and a few specialists. And it's like everybody had a piece of the puzzle or my puzzle, but it wasn't coming together, you know? And I had to figure out what was like the missing pieces that like the work that I need to do, because they're not going to do all the work for you. And I found the biggest lesson was is like being your own advocate and do your own research. And that's when it took me about a month to come out of like this darkness, because it was a really crazy time of doctors, you know, at the time saying, we don't know what's going on. You just give up basically at one point, because it was a year in and she stopped walking for about 4 months. So I'm carrying my kid on my back. I'm quitting school. You know, you're exhausted. You have this kid in chronic pain. And you literally, you're like, which direction? So they said, we have two options for you. Either you go to the US and you do a surgery, or either you just kind of stop looking. So my daughter one day went for a treatment and said to me, what if what I have can be seen by the eye? What if it's hidden? And I knew about plants and oils that I said, if it's a past virus, or if it's a virus, let's look at the blower, let's do more. And it came up that it was a past virus. And what I learned is that they get hidden into your spine and your lower spine. And it took me a year, and I remember we being at the hospital and I said, I would like an MRI. So I got the MRI. When I got the MRI, there was cyst in that location. And that was like a light bulb for me. So a lot of people don't know, but some of these cysts are caused from like trauma, accidents, And viruses, right? Like they get triggered, and these cysts can be very chronic. So this is where the plants came in, and this is where I was able to like regain that power in myself as a mom, and I ended up going to school. It was the Aromatic School of Studies. So this is the school I did over 100 hours, and then in that time, outside of that, we had to have live case studies. Well, my daughter became one of my live case studies. So you had to document everything. You had to create a product for that person. What was their situation? How do you make it? What was the results? And what did you observe with time? So I said, perfect. She's with me every day. And this is a part of like graduating. You have to have 5 cases and you have to do a final exam. And it was very successful. Within the week of her being in a state of a lot of pain, the meds at the time were not working because they didn't know what they were giving her for what, right? So they just said Tylenol with Advil at the time and back and forth, but it wasn't working anymore, unfortunately. Like she ended up being on painkillers, which it was very painful to do. And I couldn't even send her to school anymore. She stopped thinking, like it's like her brain just shut off. And so I said, I don't know who my kid is anymore. So it really empowered me to reach out outside and just say, until you guys can find out, I would like to find out some other things that I could use around their resources. So my daughter now is my case study. I'm treating her. I've created a product for her that was for pain to relieve and give her some sleep. And it was successful. And I could tell you it brought like emotions and all kinds of things to be able to see that live. Like just seeing her get sleep was phenomenal because we know if we sleep, we heal also too, right?
Exactly.
So I said, okay, this is amazing. Let's find someone else or somebody else that's going through it. And that's kind of how that journey started with going to school was mainly for my kid. But the passion of learning more, I think it drew me really back to my great grandmother who used herbs for a lot of things growing up, but I didn't know that that was within myself at all until this happened. So it was a blessing to be able to continue something. She's no longer here with me, but to continue something that she was so passionate at the time about, but I didn't know that myself 30 years now down the road, that I will be doing something like this, similar to what she did. So.
It's really interesting that you mentioned that because I think it a lot of people have the same situation because it's the same with me. I grew up in a lot of that natural medicine type of environment, but yeah, it was all of these. I just called them magic potions when I was younger. So I would ask for a tea. For us, it was a lot of teas. It was like in the kitchen. Everything was in the kitchen. But only realizing later on is kind of the same story, wanting to help my children without necessarily pumping them with pills that we don't even know if they're working, and realizing that that was medicine. They just had to cover it up because it wasn't seen as a good thing at the time. But they all work. We all have our grandma
Because we
recipes for
feel
something. So
right.
it's amazing that you share that because yeah, it is a point that it is there. It's a lot of it is forgotten, but there are some remedies that are very helpful for children and for adults as well, because I know what kind of wanted to transition into as a parent, because you
100%.
mentioned that was a very strong point. You basically did your entire career out of, wanting to feel like you had some kind of, you could help your child
I
feel
felt
better, you
very
know?
helpless, I'll be honest. Being in a room with 10 people and not having answers for me, you completely feel helpless. And so I said, if I can start with juicing, I did juicing, homeschooling for a little while, guitar lessons at home. I would let her just sit in the window and see the sun, a detox bath daily. And then I would do a treatment with 10 oils. So I have a list of 10 oils and it's called it's an aroma touch therapy. So it's along the spine. Within 4 months, Danielle, she started walking. So I had someone tell me, I'm not one person to ever bring up names or institutes, but what I have to say is that I was told that she would not walk. I was told if I didn't do that, this will not happen. The power of food, if you use it as medicine, can heal you on a cellular level if it's used properly. Of course, like you need a juice, and I had to cut out a lot of the processed foods. I was reading everything on the label, and she was okay. She wanted to feel better. So I said, if you're on board with me, we can still buy food. We just have to make some changes. And we cut out a lot of other things to be able to afford that. Because that's a question that comes up. Like, can you do this, but you can't? I made a lot of changes to make that happen. I looked outside for it. I asked around resources, and you just gotta trust us. And the right people kept coming into my path to leading me to a specialist who at the to who also she ended up having Lyme disease and became a professional doctor between Calgary and the US. And we got the answers needed. She'd got the blood work done in Germany, and within 10 days we found out. And like I said, she started walking. So this it touched home for me, because it's a personal example, is my own child. And to be able to see her now thriving, it's still work, but we have the tools. These are tools now. So whenever she has pain, or I notice the headache is coming up, these are tools that she just goes and grabs. Hey, mom, I'm gonna make a juice. Hey, I'm gonna use oil on my temples at the back of your neck. Hey, can you rub me with these oils? Like, she even knows which ones, and it's amazing how if we learn, we can also teach our kids too. And then I find if you place them in different areas of your house, like the tools, then they don't get hidden away. So when I work with clients, I go into their home, I say, where is the one thing that you use most in the morning when you first wake up? And they're like, well, it's right beside my phone. Ah, okay, it's right there, or your water. Okay, we'll start with that. Maybe put something in your water in the morning that will help you if you that's your issue, if you're detoxing. Okay, when you're going into the bathroom. So I just kind of help them place things where they don't forget, because this is a major thing, is forgetting, right?
That is major. You just taught me something today because that's what I struggle with. I want to start a new, with something, and then I just end up forgetting. But yeah, it's where do you put your stuff in the morning? That's
Yeah.
brilliant.
So I
I
have a
love
little
that.
pouch for work that I wear around, and I just put two things in there. So I know those two things during the day, if I need them, they're right there in the biggest. And that's a tool that I use, like if I feel anxiety or nervous feelings, or I'm at work and my belly is hurting, what I have is a little jar of shea butter and cocoa butter, and I place a couple of drops of peppermint oil on my hands, and I rub counterclockwise, and within minutes, like you really feel it. A calming sensation. Yes, it's a little bit spicy, but that's why you need to dilute it. So, but that was a bit of the backstory, a little bit of how I got into this. And I wanted to at least mention, like, what is aromatherapy? Because we can really get into it, and then people won't even know, like, what it is. So
Absolutely.
it's an alternative holistic treatment that uses plants extracts from different parts of the plant, like the leaf, the outside of an orange. They use that to extract the oil, and they're used both to balance you emotionally and physically as well. So that's like the simplest way I can break it down. It's about a page translate. Well, we don't need all that.
That would take a whole episode to go
We
through it, but
don't need to.
it's so nice to have that though, because people think it's so much more complex, so much more,
And
taboo or whatever, but it's
what's amazing, Danielle, is that like people think this is new. Like they think, oh, because it's new, because they see like the stores and they assume this is like a new trend or something coming out that's just smells. But the thing is, if we take it back and you watch any history or anything about the Egyptians and the Greeks, it takes us back like 3,500 like BC time, right? And I want to just mention a little fun fact that I have wrote down is back then in King Tusk, In 1922, like they found 350 liters of oil that was discovered intact in the tomb, right? And back then they used to use a wax to keep them sealed properly. And nowadays we have different methods. So they first thing people ask is, do they expire? They don't expire. If you have a medicinal oil, and there's only about three companies in the world that I now know that only have medicinal oils. The rest are adulterated, and they don't have a regulation with a government where they will say, I'm going to give you a pure frankincense oil, but it's actually 10%, which is maybe 10 drops, and the rest it's all fractionated coconut oil. And in the back, when you turn the bottle, it says do not ingest. So what are we doing? So if you're going to spend the money, but you can ingest, you don't know if it's even safe to actually put it in your diffuser. If you're trying to do anything medicinal, then I would say don't bother at that point, because you might as well get a plug-in, because whatever's in there, then you don't know. If you're trying to go medicinal and really help you focus on a study or get rid of a headache, then invest, because one drop goes a really long way. You don't need a whole lot. And people think that you need 20 drops, because the diffuser I have in the back, I don't know if you can see it there, I use about maybe 3 to 4 drops, and that can last up to 6 to 8 hours. So it's really strong. And I would say, just if you buy anything, read the label in the back, what it's for. Connect with somebody that knows what they're doing, and start small with your top 10. That's what I do with every client. Not anything too crazy and overwhelming the client. So that's kind of how I keep it super simple. So I'll give you a little bit of like the background into how to storing. So this is a dark, if you notice, the containers are dark, right? There is a reason why. So sun exposure, let's say you're sitting in a car or traveling. The sun, if it hits the oils and they are exposed and they are citrus, that's not a good thing, right? If the bottle is clear. So you want to make sure that you have a dark container. These I bought online. I make shea butter and cocoa butter with turmeric and vanilla in here for eczema now for my girls. But these bottles I just found online. You can get them on Amazon too. And they're good for storing. So if you have any oils in any container, avoid plastic because it eats up the container eventually. And citrus oils become like volatile. So what happens is, over time, they don't expire, but you look on a bottle on a shelf, if you had it for over 2 years and it was brand new, and it's down to maybe halfway now. And always have to dilute them, especially the citrus stuff, because if you put it on the skin and you're going outside, then most of the oils that I use for smell and use as a perfume alternative are citrus. They smell good. They're flowers. So I have like magnolia and neroli, like those type of plants. And I was a person that would use perfumes all the time. And I take me back to, I ended up sick too. So all of these changes are just now tools that I can say, trade in this for this. So kind of making a swap. And all of this took about altogether, I would say like 6 months in my house. It's not something that just kind of happens overnight to throw out half your fridge or throw out all your products because you can't, because you feel bad, and it's not cost effective. But with time, I ended up swapping things for other things, and then eventually regulating my own hormones and helping my girls. And it's like a work in progress with the teens because they don't want to throw out anything.
Yeah, and it's a good way to think of it. I like that because it's not as overwhelming. People do get overwhelmed and then they forget, how, what am I supposed to use for what? So start little, what you're comfortable with something that you're doing already. So it's not a an extra thing to do. You're just, like you said, you're just swapping.
It's not what
And
I'm
then
telling
just
them to throw
when
out.
you're yeah, and then when you're comfortable with that, then you just add a little bit more, a little bit more. The time that you invest, or the it's not any more than if you like it, the way I see it. And we talked a little bit before we started recording on a different topic, but the energy you're using to make that healthy transition is the same energy you'd be using if you get sicker and now you've got all this medical file that you're building up, you know, all the exams, all the testing, all the prescriptions. It's not any different. It's just that you feel like you have a little bit more control on the natural side of things. I really appreciate that you mentioned as well, like the safety issues, because a lot of people don't think that they think that is because it's natural that they can take as much as they can. So yeah, it's very important. That's why it's important to consult somebody who knows what they're doing and be careful with what you get online, because I mean, you are an aromatherapist. You've studied this.
If you have high blood pressure, there are certain oils, a couple of different oils that you cannot use, right? If you have a newborn baby up to a year old, you shouldn't be putting anything, basically. And up to age of one, there's two oils that I would say, lavender and frankincense. And you can dilute on the bottom of their feet, because we have our largest pores on the bottom of the feet. And the reason why I brought this little chart is to show you and for the audience too. If you have a no dilution and we have with dilution, so you would see the oils penetrating on a deeper level, you could actually see them going down of the seven layer of the skin when you're using a fraction. So people think, oh, well, if I dilute, it's not going to work. That's actually opposite of that. When you're using a really good carrier oil, and I would say my favorite is like sesame seed, because it penetrates to the seventh layer of the skin. And a lot of people like jojoba and coconut oil, whatever your preference may be. I'm just giving you an example of like how deep one oil can go and the other one. And you use a little bit of carrier oil. And if the baby has a problem with the stomach, but the thing is, let's say they have a wound there or they have a cut, right? Even for an adult, you have to still dilute it, because you can't go on where the cut is. You can go nearby it, you can put it on your feet, and it penetrates in your whole system within. So here's a little bit of the science. I'm not huge on this, but when I got into aromatherapy, I really tapped into like a little bit of the science. It takes 20 minutes to reach all of your cells, 22 seconds to bypass your brain barrier, and 2 minutes to reach your nervous system. So they work fairly quickly, and they've been seeing how the cells move and what happens over time when you're using oils. It can regenerate your cells as well too. So I'm not making any medical claims, any healing claims. These tools and these alternative tools are to assist you in your healing journey with the guidance of a medical practitioner, the guidance of an aromatherapist per se, the guidance of a family doctor that is sending you to do all of this. And these tools I use in combination with obviously food and working in the mind, body, and spirit all together to kind of come to a full circle, right? Yeah. Eventually, that's kind of what you want. So when people come to me, I do have a form that I fill in. I do take that in, and we go through some questions, and then I find out what it is. And then I also have people that they're from Calgary that I would refer them to, like a holistic nutritionist or a naturopathic doctor that specializes exactly in that problem. But the holistic doctor has contacted me to say, can you make that product? I'm actually giving you permission to make that product in combination with what I do. So that's pretty amazing. It's teamwork.
Yes.
And had a few clients like that who were dealing with severe cases of endometriosis. And I said, yeah, I will make a product for them, but I need them to make sure that they've done all the back work that, and then I will assist in creating something that could help them with pain or relieving some of the symptoms. So that's amazing.
And it does create it really is holistic. Like you just, and you mentioned, you mentioned mind, body, and soul, and we could talk about this forever, but I want to kind of segue into the mindset part of it, because you do a lot of work on that. And at the end of the episode, if people want to learn more about what you do in aromatherapy and how they can get started, we'll add that information, because it's a big topic. And I just love the way that you introduced it, because you give a lot of information to kind of answer some of the questions people may have, but at the end of the episode, we'll put the information. But this is how we met, is through the empowerment coaching. This is another part that Alexandra does when you were talking about mindset and empowering people. And aromatherapy works very well with that as well, because you're working the whole body. So can you talk to us, the body, mind, and soul? That's right. Can you talk to us a little bit about the new ventures that you're doing right now? I did see, for those who do follow Alexandra and are listening to this, they know she's doing work with youth and children and women. So would you want to just kind of mention a little bit about your new venture or your projects that you're working on that as well?
So as time kind of went on after that, I worked with a couple of coaches, and they ended up doing a bit of work with me and certifications. But past that, I reached out to my old college where I took my diploma there for business and administration. And they reached out to me and said, would you like to be a mentor for the alumni program that we have for our business administration? And I said, sure. So last semester, I started working. Well, they're adults, right? But a lot of the people, I work with one of the ladies that was pretty new to Canada. So take you back, I was also an immigrant myself too. And so it really hit home for me to see people that are like smart and they're go-getters, and these fears come up and like the mind just stopped them from, you know, doing what they wanted to do. And before I even started working on the resume and that work with her, I went back, took steps back, and I said, what did you do, Alex, before you got into this? Oh, like, you know, have faith, like train your mind to like, you know, overcome some of these fears. And I said, well, share these resources and tools with her. And there was a lot of fear and anxiety around, like we all have probably when we go to an interview. Yeah. And I wanted to really find out what it is. So I started to work with her backwards and getting to the root of the problem, like where these fears were coming from, because I'm like, you're such a beautiful writer. Like, you know, the resume was well put together, but then the fears would like numb you, like it can numb a person. I would notice that. And I said, no, okay, no, we got this. So they would give you like an outline from the college, but then you still have to do your own work.
Yeah.
And you have to have an interview with them, do resume, resources. And so we got to work, and I said, you know what? You can be in a place in a new country for 20 years and do absolutely nothing. If fear and you don't take care of your mind, you can be smart and you can, but like all that can stop you, right? And she ended up getting an incredible job downtown, like at the city of Calgary. And I was like overwhelmed with joy, because I'm like, you got the interview. Like you put yourself out there. Yes, you're new. Yes, you might have an accent, but you have what it takes. And just working with those, like a few tools and steps, I did a lot of like mindset work and finding out like what was creating this fear about the competition that was at like at her job already when she stepped in there and met the people from the first time. And groundwork, I said, like, do you pray? I said, do you meditate? Do you like go for walks or outside in nature? And it's like, oh, other than school and work? No. I said, it's only a suggestion, but I said, even if you go outside just 15 minutes and put your feet on the grass and like like look at the sun for a few minutes, I'm not saying a long periods of time, but a few minutes before you study, like this is not even talking about oils, like just a few tools like that. And she's like, okay, I'm gonna try it out. And then just little things like that just helped her over the months, you know, regain some of that confidence and power. Like as a mother, like I would see all of the efforts and I didn't even know this person, and just bringing them out and telling her, reassuring her that you can do this. I see it on the paper. I see you communicating. I said, look, I'll show your confidence, you know. And then we would practice. We did a few one-on-one and like interviews, and then she got the job. So it made me feel really good to just see her like get the job in a place where it's a, you know, union and they take care of people. And yeah, she's making good money. So that made me feel good.
That's good.
That's a part of it. So.
And it's important is that we don't realize sometimes, especially if we're taken out of our environment, how we just kind of block things out, and we're just such in survival mode that we can't see ourselves being able to go further. So to have that support and to have that encouragement is well worth it. It's
It's
amazing.
by the mode that we go into, right, sometimes. And I just that also allowed me to kind of practice some of the things I learned through the group that's and the mindset work that we did together in the past. And then I incorporated my own tools that I was using for myself, where we talk about like the mind, body, and spirit, and I'm still learning and discovering like what helps me. And what works for me, and I can't say that might work for somebody, you know, but it's tools that I give them, and I say, okay, if that works, try it out. If it doesn't, then I have something else for you. We'll talk outside of the school hours because I don't want to bring this into the mentorship at the school just yet without the permission. Like it's a lot more broad than that. And I do mention that I do alternative treatments, but it isn't, I don't throw it there as like, you know, a business and pressure anybody. So I just focus on the coaching right now at the school. They are taking a break for the summer, so I'll be going back eventually.
Oh, that's
And
good.
then
It's
started
good
my
that.
book.
Oh, yes, your book. Yeah. What's up?
A while
But it's good.
back.
The
But I put
approach
it on
that.
hold. Life happened. Life was
Oh,
life, the way I would say it.
mine's been on hold for 3 years, so I understand. But you can't rush it. It's gotta come when it comes. And I like what you said about your program at the college. Is you mention it, but you. It's not part of it. You don't make it part of it so that the people that come to you are actually wanting to do the work. And that saves you a lot of time as well for people that
Hundred
may not
percent.
be serious about it. Now it's just extra work for you. So you're really working with people that want to, explore that
Exactly.
and
I
get
don't
ready.
want to overwhelm anybody. I don't give out a consultation. I just focus on like what their journey is. Once they finish, I said, you know, you have my contact. You can talk to me outside of that. But I focus on what the guidelines are for the school, what they and I what I truly loved is they allowed me to do both. Use their resources, but also allow me to explore the things that work for me and like who I
Oh, that's
can
good.
direct them to and help them. So that was pretty awesome that they do
That
that.
is really good. Yeah. That's the approach I like, is there's so many coaches out there that are so aggressive about their, truck. They want to push it on everybody, but not everybody's used to it. And I'm the same working with children. You can't push stuff on children. You kind of have to go with their flow.
Work with
So
them.
it's just that it's just much more successful. Like I said, I could talk to you forever about all of this, and I'm sure that so many people would have more questions. But before we give them information, because I know you offer consultations if people want to know more about the aromatherapy, the holistic approach, or just mindset. It's incredible how a lot of people don't like the idea of getting a coach, and I was one of those people. But just to have somebody help you see things differently. It changes very quickly. So
The
I highly
perspective, right,
recommend.
outside of your family sometimes.
Yes.
And it does help to understand like how they work when you inhale, like what happens
Yeah.
when you inhale, where does it travel and what happens to the oil, right? Like when you put it on your skin and when you're taking it as a dietary in a pill, like all of that is important. Like people just do it and I say, no, you definitely should talk to, even if you have a consultation and they don't charge you for that time. At least to have the basic knowledge. So then from there, you can expand to say, I want to try. I cook with oils, right? So if they're medicinal, you can cook with them. Just to give you, it's like one drop is good for a family of six. So a big pot, like that's how potent. Like, so when I travel, I take at least 10 with me and I, you that's this is the nice part is you're not just using them for healing, but you can use them for cooking and other things too. So
That's amazing. That's so great. Before we give everybody your information, I always ask this question at the end of an episode, just because it's a long story, but I haven't told it in a while. There's this little girl, she's 9 years old, interviewing people for a school project. And she would ask this question at the end, because that's what everybody asks a child, but none of the adults were answering her. So she was getting frustrated. And her mom said, well, maybe we should just stop asking, you know, if it gets you so upset. And she was like, no, somebody's going to get it. And so she asked me and I answered her, and we were doing a Zoom call, and she turned around, she goes, see, mom, I told you somebody would get it. So I promised her I was going to ask everybody that question. And the infamous question is, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, I like that. I really like that. So I'm on a journey where I want to be able to impact lives, inspire, but like explore. We really truly don't know where we're going to end up. It's like a unique journey for all of us. But I want to become the best version of myself so I can impact the next generations. That I know for sure. And that, like, I constantly have to do the self work. And I feel like we never truly grow up. We're constantly learning at a different stage. Right now, I feel like I'm learning. I wrote this down because it's a part that I didn't want to forget. I'm discovering at this moment in the season, at this stage in time, what it's like to be without all the titles when I'm alone. Without the titles of a mom, without the titles of a wife, and without the titles of who are you truly at your core. And I know I'm here to serve in a lot of ways. And I have done that for so many families. And it makes me feel really good to know that whether it is a conversation, whether it is I'm able to give back. And I know that that change will last with somebody more than how much did I produce or how much did I make. So everything shifted in me when in the last 3 years. And I was asked that question, and it used to be do more, make more. Now it's create more and pour into myself so I can be like the best version that I can for everybody and be here for a long time, but have a, you know, a healthy life, right?
Right.
And I would love, love, my main thing would be is to go to third world countries. That's something that I've always desired and want, and educate the women that are living in different tribes, or be able to talk to them about the education that I have been taught and give them different little tools, because they source these from the farm. So with that being said, they are working there, but sometimes they don't get the education. So that's something that I would love to do in the future and work towards it, and discovering myself at the different stages that will come. And having kids, we know that there are biggest challenges in our lessons, and I am in that stage of right now learning what this is. So
I love that. That's a great it's nice when you reach that point where you're just like, I am gonna be me. and
I'm fearless right now. Something in me has just spoken, said you need to take care of your soul for a minute and really bring your tribe in. And it's okay if the world has a lot of noise and chaos. And what do you love, and who are you at your core? And when I bring it up, it makes me tear up, because for the longest time, I didn't know what that is.
It's that realization, I think, that hurts the most. It's just like, how did I lose myself, you know, like that? How did this happen? Because you don't notice it until you go through stuff. And the last 3 years have been quite something. But I love that. Thank you for sharing it.
Thank you. I'm loving this phase right now of rediscovering, rebuilding, and redeeming love for myself, and being able to, you know, fill up my cup and give to others too. Because if we for us, I used to just do it for everybody else and not do it for myself. And this season is pour into me so I can be a light for other people as well, but not be depleted. So
I love that. That's wonderful.
Thank you, Daniel, for asking that.
I just love that question, because I mean, you never get the same answer twice, but it changes in 5 years from now. It'll be different. And that's what I love about that question.
Can't wait to see where you're in 5 years.
Oh, my goodness. After the last 4 years, I couldn't, 3 years, 4 years. I couldn't even tell you. I don't even know where that's going to take me, but I'm just enjoying every single minute of it. And that's what's important. That's what I told 100%. Myself. That's what I told myself. As long as I'm having fun, then that's where I'm supposed to
be. You have to have fun in what you do, no matter what it is. I find that if you're not having fun, then what are you, like, if you're not having fun and growing and doing something that you're passionate, like, there's no, I see, why are you doing it, you know, at the end of the day?
And you're not helping anybody if you're miserable, because that energy comes out, right? So once it's not, when it's not fun anymore, I cut it out. It's great to be able to do that now, because I was the same, just pour out, pour out, pour out. But once you're depleted, it's not fun to get back up. So
Right.
that's really good.
100%. I love that topic. And then I can't wait to meet again. And it's just been an honor to be able to be here. And we can't cover everything, but I can just tell you that that happens through a consultation, to be able to teach my top 10, to be able to help you understand a little bit more about the topic and how to use them for yourself and your kids through these three different methods that I had mentioned during this conversation. And yeah, I would love to explore that conversation with you further and with other people that are interested, but it takes time, so.
Like I said, we could talk about this all week, but
Right.
how can people reach you if they are interested in knowing more? And I will put that in the description as well. But if there's
I
a
do have
website
a
or
group. Yeah, definitely. I have a group on Facebook that I have created, and I have a little community there that I started a while back with, and I share videos and I put resources and they're free, right? Like people can just go and be like, oh, I want to make this recipe, which is
Oh,
great.
nice.
So it is on Facebook, and I also have a calendar to a Calendly that I'll be able to post the link after. Also I am on Instagram as well. And I do not, when I was off of social media for a long time, I did not start like a YouTube channel, a Twitter account. I kept it very simple for myself so I don't quit. And so the Facebook group, the Calendly, and the Instagram. In the Instagram, I do share the other side of myself, which is dancing. Love dancing. So that's how I bring my energy in. I find that I vibrate at like a really high level when I dance. So sometimes I'll dance and then I'll post something on aromatherapy, and those two go hand in hand for me. Like,
That
so.
works so well. I saw some of the dances that you did. It was They're so
Yeah,
great.
I
Just
appreciate that.
watching you is therapeutic. You're just like, oh,
Oh,
please get
thank
this
you.
away with it.
So, this is one of the tools I use. When I'm down, I'll play music and I'll dance for a little bit, or
Amazing.
I'll meditate, or I'll go in the backyard and sit on my mat and watch the sun. So, like, it really depends on your day.
That's
So.
it. You find your balance. This is great. So what
Right.
I'll do is I'll just put all the information in the description so people can have a look at that. And thank you again, Alexandra, for this.
Thank you
This is
so much for
amazing.
having me.
It was so nice chatting with you again. We went very broad, but we'll definitely have to get back together and hone
I'll
in
send
on
you
one
my
of the topics.
contact so you can post it for Calendly or for Facebook, like the group. And if they want to be added, I can add them onto the group.
All right, that's
So
great. Thank
thank
you
you so
so
much for
much.
your
Thank
time.
you.
You
And for
have an
everybody
amazing
watching,
honor.
for
Thank
everybody
you.
watch for everybody watching, don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow whichever channel you're watching from. And the same for Alexandra. Make sure to follow her as well. Until then, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.
You too. Bye.